Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dumb, drunk, or drugs?
Anna in Ontario is on for dumb, drunk, or drugs. Here is your real headline. Four hikers rescued from a trip in the mountains. Were they dumb, drunk, or on drugs?
I'm going to say dumb.
I will go with drugs.
This was drugs. This was like a comedy movie that turned into a horror movie. Four hikers decided to take some magic mushrooms before they ventured out. Once the group got up into New York's Catskill Mountains, the shrooms kicked in. One of the hikers experienced, quote, a debilitating high while the group was near several steep cliffs. They were able to text the forest rangers, and with the help of the fire department, the high hikers were rescued. Note to self, if your friends are ever tripping, don't tell them, go take a hike.
That's hilarious.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
I did some internet digging over the weekend because I don't know if you saw on Friday, it was announced that Sabrina Carpenter is going to be making her Grand Ole Opry debut.
I bet a lot of eyebrows were raised when that announcement came out.
I bet you there's going to be a lot of eyebrows raised when she does her performance, because if it's anything like her normal performance, doing that on the stage of the Grand Ole Opry, woo!
I think she'll clean it up, and even if she doesn't want to, they're going to make her.
Yeah. Tone it down just a little bit. Her poses that she does during her performance, I don't think are going to be appropriate for the Grand Ole Opry.
They're very interesting. But I think this whole thing is interesting, having her perform at the Grand Ole Opry, which can only make me think there's got to be a crossover here somewhere, right? She might be the next artist to do a country project.
Okay. I like where you're going, because I was like, okay, wait, Sabrina was just announced to be at Coachella, the country connection. Will she be at Stagecoach? We don't have the Stagecoach lineup yet.
Gosh.
But I did some homework.
Okay. Okay. Some reasons or some. Okay. So let me follow your trail here. Go ahead.
Okay. So here's what I'm thinking. If Sabrina were to show up at Stagecoach, who would she share the stage with? Okay. So I went through her Instagram. I was trying to see who she follows, songs and collaborations I know she's done, to see if there is a tie here. Number one that came to mind was Dolly. Okay. Her and Dolly did a version of her song, Please, Please, Please. So if Dolly is at Stagecoach, of course she's got to bring out Sabrina Carpenter,
Kel,
right?
That's a good one.
Okay. What about Shania Twain? Okay. She had Shania Twain come out during her Christmas special. Remember, she had her Netflix Christmas special? They sang together on that.
Okay.
So does Shania, if she's part of the Stagecoach lineup, be like, hey, let's do it again. Maybe not a Christmas song this time, though.
Absolutely could see that.
Okay, this one's going to be a little more far-fetched, but you know Stagecoach always does their, like, classic rock-type artists. There's always one.
She's on the Palomino stage, yeah.
She follows Stevie Nicks of Fleetwood Mac, and she has covered Dreams before during her concert set.
There's another good one.
Is there a Stevie Sabrina collaboration at Stagecoach?
You did your homework here.
Okay, and this one is very, very far-fetched, but Could Taylor be coming to Stagecoach and bringing out Sabrina? Because they have the song Life of a Showgirl on Taylor's new album.
I'd probably squash that one. As much as a lot of people would want to see Taylor at Stagecoach, I just don't see it happening.
Do you think, though, Sabrina makes an appearance at Stagecoach?
After what you just told me, I think so.
Now I want to know who's going to be at Stagecoach.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
I love my husband so much, but there is one thing that really bugs me. Out of the two of us, he's definitely had the better glow up. And this is like a new trend on TikTok of, ooh, who has the better glow up in your relationship? 100% it is him.
Yeah?
Yes. In your relationship, who's had the better glow up?
I guess I'd have to say me, just because my wife looks the same as she did.
It has
she
to be me.
She hasn't changed. I think I keep peeking later and later and later. But I think that is a guy thing, though.
I think you are right.
I think guys do get better looking with age.
They like, age better.
The whole salt and pepper thing, I think, is a cool look.
And that's one thing that I'll give my husband. Now, when he starts to like grow out his beard, he used to be like have like red in it. Now it's that salt and pepper. And I'm like, I kind of like it.
I love how I say, oh, yeah, the salt and pepper looks super cool. Yeah, I found those gray hairs on the side of my head a couple weeks ago. I'm like, right? I need to get a haircut now.
And you freaked out.
Yeah, I did. I did.
But even like we just had our anniversary and I posted like a whole reel of our relationship and how long we've been together. Our wedding picture. I'm like, what happened? We switched roles. Art was the heaviest he'd ever been. And I was like, pretty thin. Now he's like super fit and I'm the heaviest I've ever been. I'm like, can we go back? The glow up is 100%. Like the proof is in the picture.
You both look fantastic.
Aww.
But Art is, Art is very, Art's a very good looking guy too.
Well, and I will say for Tori, it is hard to do a glow up because she's pretty when you started dating.
I showed you a picture of us from like 10 years ago.
And you guys pretty much did not change.
You said I got thinner in the face.
Yes.
Which I said, Kel, I was in the hospital for a week. I lost like 12 pounds. That's what that was from.
All right. In your relationship, who had the better glow up? Is it just a guy thing to get better with age? You can call or text us at 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Who's looking better as they get older? In your relationship, who has had the better glow up? In your relationship, it's pretty tough to pick because you guys look the same.
Yeah, thank you. That's a very nice compliment.
Well, it's true. We were looking at old pictures and you and Tori from what was like 10 years ago, I think the picture you showed.
Yeah.
Like you guys did not age at all.
Yeah. And like when we were talking about doing this topic, I'm scrolling through photos and photos. I'm like, I got to go back more because there hasn't really been a ginormous change.
No. My husband and I definitely, he is the clear winner when it comes to the glow up. Then again, he goes to the gym every day. He has me to take care of him. I'm running ragged trying to juggle life.
You sound a little salty that he's hot.
I am. I know, right? I should just be appreciative.
Here's a text message from the 951 that says, my wife has had the better glow up. She looks like she's 50, but she's 64 and hot as H-E double hockey sticks. She puts the Golden Bachelor women to shame with no work done to her face.
Oh.
Now, the end of that sentence, I think if you want to get stuff done for self-confidence, whatever that may be,
right,
absolutely go for it. For me, as my wife gets older, I want to see you get older. Not in like a bad sense, like I want to see you get old, but yeah, like I want to see like
show me them wrinkles.
The wrinkles. I mean, like that's who you are.
Well, it shows that you've lived a full life.
And I think that's so attractive. I just want to see that part. No injections, no nothing. You're good the way you are.
714 text in says, Kelly, don't forget you're also curvy. Well, thank you.
Compliment.
Says, I'm not the skinniest woman on earth, but I'm healthy. I eat good. I do moderate exercise. I will take nice curves over a skinny body any day. You just got to learn to love yourself.
100%.
And I think that does go along with the whole, you know, as you get older, your body does change and you have to learn to love those changes, whether it's curves or wrinkles. Michelle in Cedar Park Pines, between you and your partner, who has had the better glow up?
So I am intentionally single now because I've always had a glow up once I left a relationship. And it's kind of the same as when they say that married men live longer than single men and single women live longer than married women. It's because the women always have to take care of the man.
So that's why my husband looks better than me. It's his fault.
Tell him to thank you for it.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
A little behind the scenes here at K-Frog. Before every show, Anthony and I email each other the night before about things we want to talk about or things that have happened in our lives. And you had something really big happen over the weekend that I think you for sure have to talk about.
My son, 7-month-old Banksy, said his first word. Bear with me here. He was kind of crying when he said that because I was trying to get the audio of him because he was saying it over and over. And we were at the dinner table. I had the phone on the table and he wanted out of the chair and... And he was like putting his arms up for mama. I'm like, oh, perfect. Here we say it into the phone so I get the audio. So it kind of sounds like why he's kind of like crying-ish.
It's so cute, though.
And he says it a lot when I'm holding him because he doesn't want me.
He didn't say dada, that's for sure.
He wants mama.
And that is his first word.
First word, yeah. And it comes in clearer and clearer the more he says it, which is cool. So I'm like, okay, there we go. Check it off. That's word number one.
Does it kind of irk you a little bit that it was mama?
No, not at all. I'm not one of those parents where...
You're keeping score?
You know, mama's trying to say, oh, say mama. And I'm like, no, say dada. Say dada. There were times where I was like, yeah, say mama, trying to help him out. And I can tell he's trying to say Reese. Him and Reese, they've been bonding like crazy. He's been saying, like, rah-rah.
Oh, well, and that's cute. Maybe that'll become her new nickname, too.
And we told her that last night, and she was not having it. She's like, no, my name is Reese. Okie doke. You got it, princess.
We'll work on that. Yeah. Until then, it's... That is so
there it is.
Cute. Okay, I would like to share something with you as well. My kids are a little bit older, so they've been talking for a long time. But there was something that I caught in a video that Colt said that I did not know he said, and it was hysterical. I'm going to share that with you coming up in 6 minutes on K-Frog.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
I am the mom that I will let my kids like play on my phone if, you know, we're doing something. It's like, here, go ahead, play your game, your baseball nine, whatever it is on my phone. And occasionally they'll go into the camera app and they'll take all the silly pictures. And those are so fun to go back and look at because I'm like, you didn't think I would ever see this. And I feel like I had one of those moments over the weekend. Baseball is back. We have officially started fall ball. And Carter's first game, I was scheduled to do the pitch count. So I'm behind the plate. I'm doing pitch count. And Colt comes up and Carter's up to bat. And so I hand my phone to Colt. And I'm like, hey, mommy's focused on this. Can you take my phone and will you record brother at bat? He's like, sure, mom. So he does. And afterwards, I just looked at the video. And I'm like, okay, there's a thumb in the corner. Like, whatever. It was cute. Like a cute kitty video, right? But then I listened to it with the sound on. I think he might have a future in sports broadcasting. Here are some of the clips from the video that we took. This is Colt talking.
Let's go, Carter!
Come on! Why did you do that?
Oatmeal cookies! Dude, I bought
oatmeal
cookies.
Why he was talking about oatmeal cookies, I have no idea.
You wanted a snack?
The kid's never had an oatmeal cookie in his life, okay?
Maybe that's his nickname for Carter.
No.
Is there any correlation there?
I don't know what it was, but I mean, the whole video was about a minute, but that was his commentary from it. And I must have watched that video 100 times over the weekend because it just made me, like, it was just him being... him, you know?
He knows now that when he goes to brother's games, he can't just sit back and relax. You have to give him the phone every time now.
I don't know if I could do that because he also got half the fence for a little bit. He blocked Carter with his thumb.
So he's not going to be a video guy growing up.
No.
He'll be a cameraman.
But color commentator?
Vince Scully.
Could you imagine?
There you go.
Freddie Freeman. Oatmeal cookie!
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
If you're ever worried that you might have a problem, just let your kids know and they'll give you the honest answer.
You don't even have to let the kids know. They'll call you out without you even realizing it.
All the time. And my most recent one that I was like, ooh, maybe I do have a problem. I went to go pick the kids up from school last week. And before I left, there was a box and it was a Target box, something I got delivered. So I threw it in the car, went to go do school pickup, picked up the kids, came home. As we're pulling up and I have the Target box in my hand, Amazon comes by and it's a delivery for mom. So I grab that and I'm walking in and Colt looks at me. He goes, mom, you really have a shopping problem. was like, how do you not know it's for you? And he's like, is it? And I was like, no.
Is it? I mean, usually I would assume the target order would have been products for the family.
I did have, there was like a pair of jeans in there, but it was a lot of like Halloween decorations and stuff like that because I had a coupon. So I bought a bunch of stuff and it just all got delivered at the same time. Had it been spread out throughout the week, it would not have looked like I had a problem. But since they were stacked up, it was pretty obvious that, ooh, mommy shops a lot.
Your house looking like the North Pole a little bit. A lot of gifts, a lot of presents right to the door.
Looking more like Halloween inside, though. But hey, they're so cute and they were on sale, okay?
Reese called me out a little while ago and it like ripped my heart out of my chest. We were on the floor playing and I had grabbed my phone and I was checking something. And out of nowhere, she goes, Daddy, get off your phone.
Oh.
And I thought, oh my gosh, girl, you are right. Whatever it is that I'm trying to search for or look at, not important right now.
Mm-hmm.
That one hurt.
I feel like a lot of parents go through that because we are very attached to our phone. And when your parent or your kids call you out for it, it's like, oh gosh, did not realize it.
But it's like I'm sitting there playing with my daughter. What's so important on the phone that I need to like take a break from and start scrolling?
I feel like it's just habit because I've been there before. What was the last thing your kids called you out for? Was it something silly like your shopping or was it something that ripped your heart out like Anthony? You can call or text us at 888-431-3764.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
The delivery services were conspiring against me. That's what it was. It's not that I have a shopping problem. It's that they all got delivered at the same time and my five-year-old just happened to notice and he goes, Mom, you really need to cut back on the shopping. You might have a problem.
I think you just have a hobby.
Right?
Yeah.
I like that. I got to put a nice spin on it. It's a hobby. It's not a problem. But when your kid sees it and calls you out for it, you're like, ooh, it's pretty eye-opening.
It's a little different.
Lorraine in Redlands, what did you get called out for by your kids?
They called me out for not counting the whole picture.
Do you just kind of tell your own story and not the full story?
Yeah. I tell them half the story.
You put the Lorraine twist on it.
Yes, I do. I have to. It just makes it more exciting.
By the end of the story, are they going, Mom, did that actually happen?
Yes, yes. And then they look at each other like, did you see anything? Do you believe her?
Yeah, just wait till Banks grows up and there's not one, there's two. And then they both go, yeah, Mom, I saw that too.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Text from the 909 says, my daughter pulled a Reese and totally called me out for being on my phone when I'm supposed to be playing. Makes me feel a little better that everyone else is in the same boat with the phones. Like you said, mm-hmm. We're just so like wired to just pick it up every so many minutes and see what's going on.
And sometimes when you get called out by your kids, it's something where you're like, ooh, I should know better. Like Richard weighed in and said, last time I got called out by my kids, it was because I was eating Cheetos and talking with my mouth full. Dad! Those are basic manners.
Cheetos are an odd-shaped chip. I get it why you have to keep your mouth open while you eat them.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.